Hi, this is Rick Howick from Orange County Catholic Radio. It is my privilege and pleasure to come to you each week from beautiful Garden Grove, California at the Christ Cathedral. And I'd also like to extend to you an invitation that if you know of someone who would make a great guest for our show, to drop us an email and we'll try to get your suggested person on the air. That would be at newscalendar@rcbo.org. That's newscalendar@rcbo.org. And we'll catch up to you next time on Orange County Catholic Radio.
Welcome to the Orange County Catholic Radio Show on AM 1000 in Orange and San Diego counties and on AM 930 in Los Angeles County. Each week, we bring you compelling conversation with church leaders and laity, talking about the things going on in our diocese and discussing the important issues that impact the world around us. We're coming to you through the good offices of Relevant Radio from our studios on the campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, where Catholic faith is crystal clear. Here now to introduce our guest and today's topic is your host, Rick Howick.
And welcome to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and with me today is Carl Kozlowski, who is involved with a group called Catholic Laughs. And it's a funny story, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it. But before we do, first of all, Carl, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a real honor. Thank you.
And we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we ask you to be with us today, helping us to embrace a little more of your sense of humor, but also help us to see the serious side of what it is that comedy can bring and how it is that we can help the people that this organization would like to help, and that all of our efforts would accomplish your will in the lives of the people around us. Help us today to bring a little more of that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All right, Carl, we're not without a prayer, but I'm going to stop doing the jokes because that's your job. Carl, I'd like you to tell me just a little bit about who you are and what this organization is that we are going to be hearing a little bit more about coming up on a couple of events very shortly.
Yeah, hi. Again, my name is Carl Kozlowski, and basically I am a lifelong Catholic and always was. I grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, but my dad was a very devout Catholic who immigrated from Poland, and he was always, when we were growing up, we had kind of an unusual life in some ways, because his first job was as a doctor in a VA, and for 2 years, went from like age 6 to 8, when he started getting that job working with the VA, we actually lived in doctor's housing that looked like Adam's Family or Munster's houses. If you remember those old 60s shows, they were on top of they were on the grounds of the VA he worked at. It was this big row of mansions looking houses from the Civil War era that had, for some reason, either been built this way or they added a wall in the middle. So they took these giant houses with an attic and a basement and two other stories and had them split down the middle with a wall. And so it was just this weird place to live. And a lot of patients would wander onto the street and wind up in our lawn doing weird things and things like that. And so everybody would invite us out to their house to play, but nobody would let their kids come over to us. So it was just like a really interesting way of experiencing life for a couple of years. And for some reason, I kind of joke that I'm God's court jester, because just like bizarre things happen to me all the time since I was a little kid. And basically, I fell in love with comedy as a little kid, and my parents were always like, can't you think of something more serious to do with your life? And,
Okay.
I mean, I've been a journalist as well for, like, since the mid-90s in Chicago and L.A., write about entertainment primarily, and film, and both for secular and a lot of Catholic outlets. And but basically, I started Catholic Laughs formally about a year ago, and basically, I've been performing stand-up for a lot of Catholic groups and venues throughout my time in Los Angeles for 15 years, starting with a great Catholic production company called Family Theater Productions that I now work with part-time. We're taking out to market in Hollywood starting this month six stand-up comedy-related TV series and possibly even a game show that's meant to be sort of like a from Nickelodeon, but a classic kids game show. But anyways, we're really trying to make an impact on the world of pop culture and show that you can have comedy that's clean and clever and hilarious and doesn't have to be dumbed down. Some ideas are more for little kids, like the game show and a couple of the stand-up series we're proposing, but some of them are just meant to be funny for anybody, and we're hoping that we can revolutionize things by bringing people together in a time where so many comedians, unfortunately, are making headlines these days for, you know, doing ugly things and making the country divided. And so I'm sure people have heard of this, you know, unless you choose to ask me about it, I'll skip the specifics, but
well,
headlines, you know.
I used to be a principal before I went back to school to do my doctorate. And I remember trying to find entertainment for a gala we were going to do. And there were very few groups of people that you could find that were comedians that that would guarantee you that they would not say something obscene. I mean, we've all seen the severed heads and the horrible, horrible jokes about abortions and things like that from these nationally covered events where it seems as if the more raunchy and the more crude that the comedian can be, the more in demand they seem to be. And that just simply doesn't fly with Catholic audiences. It certainly doesn't fly with Catholic parents. And it's not going to fly with parishes anywhere. But yet that seems to be the trend we're in. So how is your group different?
Well, what we do is, I think that there's basically, from what I'm told, nobody's ever pulled off what we're managing to achieve so far. There's always been some Catholic comedians that perform individually, and God bless them, they do great work touring for Catholic groups and schools and churches, but they're not the people that are known by the media, whether that's a reflection of, oh, they're not quite funny enough. I don't know. I doubt that. I also don't think it's a blackballing by media either, because there are great comedians that are clean, like Jim Gaffigan, very devout Catholic. And Jerry Seinfeld has always kept it mostly clean. People like that. So big people succeed. And Ellen DeGeneres, you know, when she's performing, she's a G-rated comic, you know. So there's people that are very big that are clean. And why more of the industry doesn't embrace that is beyond me. And so basically what we're doing that's special is we go out of our way to get comedians that have been on Tonight Show, you know, and all those other late night shows, but know how to be clean. And we're basically, so we've got a stable of talent on our site, CatholicGlass.com. If you click on the comedians page, you'll see about 15 to 20 comics, and we're building more, trying to make sure that we add some more people of color, because we want to be able to reach all types of audiences. But, you know, we've got 15 or 20 comics that are national TV level, headlining in the clubs, and all of them promise and have always delivered that they will work clean. Nobody's swearing, nobody's doing anything blasphemous, nobody's, you know, and not all the comics are specifically Catholic, but some of them are. And the ones that are, we ask them, hey, make sure you have at least a couple minutes of material about, you know, growing up Catholic that's appropriate, or being Catholic. And I, as MC, and Scott, Vincey, my partner in this, we both do quite a bit of Catholic-related jokes during the show, of course, all appropriate. And we run everything that we do by a couple of different priests, as far as like when we're writing specifically Catholic jokes or jokes about the Bible or whatever, we run those by our priest friends and say, hey, how's this? And most of the time our instincts are good anyway right off the bat, and they're fine with it. But, you know, they've steered us whenever they think, oh, that might be a little bit off base or whatever, and so we know what not to do well before we ever would risk putting it on stage. And I think that the fact that we're bringing in such great talent at every show that we do, we book at least one or and usually two to three of these TV-level people for the shows that we do. So you're getting truly outstanding comics that are guaranteed to be really funny as well as completely clean and family-friendly.
Now, you've got a couple of gigs that are coming up that are specifically geared toward fundraising for different organizations. Two of them, one on the 21st of June and one on the 24th, is it correct?
June 21st, we're doing a show at the Laugh Factory, which is my favorite comedy club in the country. They're not normally a specifically clean club, but they have more of an effort than any other club in the country. I'll probably explain that more in the show, later in the show. But the event itself is, they're inviting us to bring them an official clean comedy show on a monthly basis. And, we said, hey, we want to do this with a Catholic, group to raise money for. And they were, they said, yeah, okay, great. And they insisted that the charity we chose is a Catholic group, because of the name. They said, hey, if you're going to call yourselves this, then don't make it for, you know, Red Cross or whatever, pick a real Catholic group and we're behind you. And so we're working with Los Angeles Archdiocese's Young Adults Ministry Office, and we're going to be, they're helping us promote, and we're raising money for their work, helping people in their 20s and 30s on all sorts of levels in their spiritual lives. And then that's going to be the 21st, Thursday the 21st at 7:45.
That particular thing you're doing there on the 21st, that's on behalf of which group again?
The Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
And so that show's going to take place at the Laugh Factory? So how would they go about getting information on that?
Oh, you go to laughfactory.com for that, and you just scroll down, type in the search bar, Catholic Laughs, and it's a six-comic show, and everybody on the show, other than me as the host, we have five comics that have all been from America's Got Talent, The Tonight Show, Mad TV, Last Comic Standing, etc.
When they buy the tickets, how do the proceeds go out?
Oh, so the Laugh Factory, basically people buy the tickets at the site, and they give all the door money to the Young Adult Ministry Office.
So the door is what goes to the money that they're paying for their ticket price is what goes to the Archdiocese.
Yeah, we've sold out five of these shows in the past.
Okay, and then this in the few seconds we've got left in this segment, the one that's coming up on the 24th has to do with what?
Well, we're raising money for both Christ the King Parish in Hollywood, and which is where one of my best friends, Father Don Wasnicki, is the pastor there, to raise money for a lot of their needs. But a very big portion of this money will be going to the Center in Hollywood, which is a homeless outreach program run by Blessed Sacrament Parish in Hollywood.
All right.
And what also makes this night special for Catholics is we're calling it the Night of Holy Rosary and Revelry, and Paul will be leading a decade of the Rosary, and then we also have other people that are going to be doing it that are Catholic celebrities.
Okay, Carl, well, that sounds like a fantastic event. When we come back, I want to hear a lot more about what that organization is. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Carl Kozlowski, who is involved with a group called Catholic Laughs, and we will be right back.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Garden Grove, California. And with me today is Carl Kozlowski. And Carl is involved with Catholic Laughs. And Carl, I want to thank you so much for being here. We've been talking a little bit about your background and then what this organization has been doing. And specifically, we said there are two events that are coming up. One is benefiting some of the youth in the Archdiocese of L.A., and the other one that's coming up is on the 24th, and it's specifically involved with a Hollywood outreach. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, basically, the center in Hollywood is a Catholic run homeless outreach program run at Blessed Sacrament Parish, which is on Sunset Boulevard, right in the heart of Hollywood, where there's a really, unfortunately, large homeless problem. And a lot of the people that are chronically homeless, it's tied in with mental illness. And what the center in Hollywood does that's really special is they do something that's above and beyond what a lot of places, you know, provide a place to sleep at night or some food or blankets, clothing, things like that. But what this center is doing is they have several psychiatrists on staff that help people on their psychological issues. And the idea being that if they can help address that with medication or therapy or both, then people can have a better chance of pulling their lives together and getting off of the street. So it's getting a lot of praise, both in Catholic circles and in the secular media.
So is this a Catholic-run organization, or is it just affiliated with Catholics?
I believe it's run by the Archdiocese, because being completely centered at Blessed Sacrament Parish, it is a Catholic group. But Father Don Wisnicki, my friend that I mentioned, he has gone and checked it out, and he was thinking of starting a homeless ministry at Christ the King, which is just a few blocks away from there. And he said, wow, you know, if they've already got all this there and they're doing such a high level of things, we should just help support them in something that's already existing and working, you know?
Okay, so this is called The Center, and it's in Hollywood, and its outreach is to not only the homeless and helping them with their basic needs for a night, but it's also trying to offer some help psychologically, even psychiatrically, from qualified staff members who are able to try to make a difference for a long time in their lives. So this obviously then creates a cash problem, because you have expenses that go along with that. I'm assuming that all of the people there are probably volunteers, but there's still a lot of expenses that are going to be used in order to run a facility like that. So how does your organization get involved with this?
Well, basically, Catholic Laughs has been performing. We've done three official fundraisers at Christ the King, and we also have been at several other parishes in the past before we were officially Catholic Laughs. As I mentioned, we've done USC Catholic Center and some other groups, and worked with the diocese 5 years ago on things. But basically, with this, we were asked by Father, you know, we've done a couple fundraisers that just helped the parish before, and this time around, he said, hey, let's really do something. Aim for something even bigger. So in the past, we did a show where we had a turnaway crowd in the parish hall the first time we did it. We jammed about 180 people into a 150-person hall, and then we still had a turnaway crowd. And then we did 250 to 300 last summer in the church parking lot. And Father said, you know, he asked, how many people can we actually fit in the church parking lot in chairs? And he was told 700 by the fire department. So he was like, hey, let's go big or go home. And see what we can do about, let's see if we can sell out 700 seats and really throw that money somewhere beneficial. And that's when he said, you know, he went looking for a way to help the homeless and decided upon helping the center out. One thing that's really remarkable about this event is that most of the tickets are $25, but Father set aside the front two rows for VIP seating. And what he's doing with that is that the second row, you can buy a ticket and, you get to photo and meet and greet with Paul personally, autograph poster of the event. But the front row is looking for sponsors, people to, buy a ticket or a homeless person to actually sit in the front row with the idea of, you know, the meek inherit the earth, the flesh shall be first, that kind of principle that we want to, we're going to ask the center to, select, some of their homeless clients to come and enjoy the show from the front row and give them a real sense of belonging and dignity and entertainment for a night. And we're hoping that things like that combined with what the center does, they do a lot of, along with counseling, they do a lot of creative therapy, like art therapy and things like that, helping people, you know, to reframe their thinking, either to express their problems in a creative way through art and or writing, but also to learn how to think more positively using those tools as well. And so I think that it fits really well with what we're doing with the comedy that night. and making them guests of honor at the event.
So this is turning out to be kind of both a fundraising event and an outreach event at the same time.
I believe so. You know, and the thing is that I mentioned, I was starting to mention before we had to go to break that we're having, this is called a Night of Holy Rosary and Revelry, and Father is very devoted to Mary, and he led a big pilgrimage to Fatima last fall for the 100th anniversary, and basically he felt led that we should have the crowd engaged in a big, giant public rosary, and so we're going to do a typical five-decade daily version of it with Paul Rodriguez leading a decade. He was proud to do it. And then we also enlisted, we're looking for a couple other Catholic celebrities. We've got somebody who was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. I think it was the Father's previous parish. He was originally in a different parish before this one in L.A. And then a man who plays Superman famously on Hollywood Boulevard. And because that guy has battled homelessness, he was willing to come forward and say a decade. So it's going to be a very interesting night with, you know, a celebrity-led rosary with the crowd praying, you know, for the homeless, and then the comedy show. And we've got a couple of surprises that'll kick off the show and make sure that we have a good high-energy sense of joy once we're done with the somewhat more solemn aspect of praying the rosary. So, we guarantee it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it sounds like it's going to be a very good outreach for everyone to be involved, both from a spiritual perspective of this rosary that you're planning to do, but also for being able to be inclusive of the homeless that are involved with your organization. Let me ask you, for people who are interested in taking part in this event to help the center in Hollywood, how would they go about doing that?
Okay, I just realized, I was just thinking, boy, you're about to ask that. And so pulling up the exact web address to order tickets, it's ctkla.wesharonline.org.
Say that again.
Okay, ctkla.
Ctkla.
Dot wesharre, W-E-S-H-A-R-E, online, O-N-L-I-N-E, dot O-R-G. /Sunday Funnies. But if you go to the ctkla.org website, that's the parish website, it's right at the top. Father's got it super prominent on the website. And
so ctkla website, and they have it prominent at the top of the website.
Yeah, .org, ctkla.org, and you can't miss it.
And then
just tickets.
Okay, and then the tickets, how many are there available, roughly, and how much are these?
Okay, well, we've got up to 700 seats, and we've sold, I think, like 100-something as a result. I think about 150 so far. We always have, like, huge turn-away-level crowds, at least when we've done it on a smaller level before. A lot of people walk up that day, but do encourage people to order online, especially if they're coming from Orange County. Just buy your ticket early and guarantee that you're safe. Basically, it's $25 for most of the seats. And we're going to have two rows, about 30 tickets that are VIP level. And you can either buy a VIP ticket for $100 for yourself, or you can sponsor a VIP seat for one of the homeless people that we're trying to have as a guest of honor that night.
And this is on the 24th, and it's going to be held where again?
At Christ the King Parish in Hollywood, which is basically 624 North Rossmore Avenue, Rossmore Avenue, Los Angeles 90004 on June 24th, Sunday, June 24th.
And then if they look up Christ the King website, CTK website, they can find the link to that at the top of the page.
Yes, sir.
All right. So when you are putting this together that's coming up on the 24th, you've got these people that are around you. You've got all these Catholics that are involved with you. How did you come up with the idea that you were going to market your services to Catholics? I mean, it's one thing to say that you are tired of being involved with dirty comics, but why did you decide you're going to get involved with this group?
Oh, well, I mean, I founded this group. I'm the guy who created it with, and my friend Scott Vinci is my equal partner in it, but I came up with the idea. Basically, just, I realized, okay, so this actually, this is a pretty cool story. We did a show, as I mentioned, we started doing this as an after-mass thing once a month, after 10:30 a.m. Mass at Christ the King. And it was very informal, just in the parish hall while people were eating bagels and donuts. And people had such a good time that the word started spreading, where they would get their friends to come to church with them, and even some they would start telling non-Catholic friends. We've had a couple people express interest and join the RCIA as a result of going, wow, this is the most parish I've seen, and like ever. And I remember one couple where a woman said, my husband hasn't gone to church with me like ever because she had married a Protestant and they didn't see eye to eye. And she said, he started coming to these monthly shows because he loves comedy. And so now he goes to Mass with me once a month. And he was like, yeah, at first I was kind of, you know, grumbling about it. And now I actually kind of like it all the way through. And
when we come back, I want to now go a little more into exactly how this ministry works for you. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. With me today is Carl Kozlowski, and he's with Catholic Laughs. And we will be right back.
Academic rigor and excellence are at the heart of private Catholic education. In 2016, 8 Diocese of Orange schools were awarded the highest U.S. Department of Education distinction through the No Child Left Behind Act Blue Ribbon School Program. The program honors public and private K-12 schools that are academically superior in their states or demonstrate dramatic gains in student achievement. Learn more. Visit OCCatholicSchoolsWeek.com.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.
Welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio, coming to you from the good offices of Relevant Radio, high atop the Tower of Hope on the campus of Christ Cathedral in beautiful Garden Grove, California. With me today is Carl Kozlowski, and he's involved with Catholic Laughs, and we've been talking for a while now about a couple of events that they're involved with the Archdiocese of L.A. The one on the 21st is going to be benefiting some Catholic youth. The one of the 24th is going to be involved with Christ the King, their homeless outreach ministry. And it's a real important event because it raises money to be able to help this program that not only provides shelter and warmth, but also psychiatric, psychological care as well for a lot of the homeless that are there in Hollywood. And so if you're able to support it, we ask that you do. And we were talking a little bit, though, about how you got involved with this, Carl. And you were talking about that you would go in after Mass once a month, and this became a bigger and bigger thing. Because we've got a huge problem with the way that comedy works in our country. It seems the raunchier, the better. And, of course, that's not appropriate for what we Catholics believe should be humorous. So how did the rest of that play out? You were involved about once a month with doing your own little show at your parish. What happened?
Okay, so what really took this, made this blow up, it's a pretty amazing story. Basically, I had a chronic couple of health problems that are hard to explain. I'll just say one involved my leg. It was very serious, and I wound up constantly in the hospital 30 to 50 times over about 12 years. It's just crazy.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Yeah. But the thing was that I've been out for 18 or 19 months now without hospital. But basically one night, this like threw my life off in a lot of ways from what I really wanted to do with comedy. I had moved here in 2002, having gone about as far as you could go in Chicago, where I first went to pursue comedy after college. And yet I had to make the decision, do I stay in the Midwest and, you know, have a nice career there, or do I try to make it to New York or L.A.? And basically, once I moved to L.A., I crashed my car in 2003, which caused part of the problem with my leg. And I basically also had a sleep disorder, which I do joke about a lot. And the thing was that it really derailed my energy and my ability to consistently go out every night to clubs and try to make it. And when I did it sporadically, I would perform in real clubs like the Laugh Factory and the Ice House in Pasadena, and always did well. But the thing was, I just wasn't consistently able to get out there. So finally, about early 2016, I felt like an undeniable call, get it together, figure out whatever it takes to get healthy. But the thing is, where what's relevant to you guys is that basically I was pulling it together, was doing much better physically, was getting this opportunity at the parish for about 6 months at the end of 2016, when one night in January of 2017, I was on my way to an event at the Pasadena Library that I'd written about. I work as arts editor at Pasadena Weekly Newspaper. And I was going to go attend an event that a friend had asked me to promote, and I had time to kill. So I went into St. Andrew's Parish in Old Town, Pasadena, and it's this beautiful church, really marble, made of marble, and just really grand, one of the most beautiful parishes I've seen. And basically, it was open particularly late, and it was dark, and just the candles were pretty much the only lighting in there at that point. And I sat down to pray, and I just was overwhelmed with a sense of, God, what does it take to, you know, get it together and finally make a move? I had just shot a sitcom pilot that I'd written and had friends help me out with it at very low cost. But the thing was, we ran out of money before we could edit it. And I'm just frustrated, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm wanting to cry. And all of a sudden it hits me. I remember thinking of Danny Thomas. And Danny Thomas was famously a comic in the 50s and 60s who was Catholic, and he was struggling for many years. And his wife finally told him, you know, honey, we're tired of starving. You got to give up comedy or we can't put up with this anymore. And so he went and prayed to St. Jude, patron saint of lost causes, of course, and said, you know, can help me, St. Jude, to get a comedy break. I'll do something amazing for you. Because, you know, you're supposed to do express your devotion to St. Jude with publicly when you get your prayer met. And he, within a month, I believe, possibly even faster, met the producer that wound up making him a superstar on television with a show called Make Room for Daddy, and he went on to found St. Jude's famous children's hospital in Memphis. And so I was sitting there going, you know, and I just really, really prayed intensely and said, you know, just help me, you know, I'll do something great. And so basically I had to go finally and make the event. And I wasn't quite sure if I had any difference in anything instantly. But 2 hours later, when this event's over, a guy, I'll just say his first name because he doesn't want to be fully known, but his name is Wade, comes up to me and he says, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but I met you in 1995, like 22 years before, at an open mic and in Chicago, and I did really bad, and you were the one comic who wasn't making fun of me, and you came out after me because you saw I was sad. And because you encouraged me, I stuck with my dream, and I've never stopped performing. And I was like, wow, okay. And so we're talking, and he says, you know, I got a long story to tell you. Mind if I, you know, let me call an Uber, get us home? So what happens is we get in the car, and he tells me that he wound up homeless for 10 years, from 2004 to 14. And then in 2014, he wound up finding out, despite the fact that he grew up working class and never knew his folks had money, they died, less than $1.6 million. And then he got another $400,000 from an aunt the next month who died. And so suddenly he had $2 million. And he's like, well, I was getting the heck out of Chicago. So he was tired of freezing, moves to L.A. And he says, you know, so I don't really have to work, and it's hard to find a job after being on the streets for 10 years. But so I just sit around bored all day and waiting for comedy events at night. And he says, so let me know if you need any help with any of the things I'm doing in comedy, because I always have like a bunch of ideas going on for live shows or for I run a podcast station as well. And so I went to some people that I trusted, good Christian people and Catholic people, and said, could I possibly ask this guy for the money to finish? And so the guy says, well, let me. So they said, yeah, go ask him and just make an agreement, you know, and honor it and everything. So I went to the guy and he says, all right, so what else are you involved in? And I said, well, I do these Catholic comedy shows. I got one this coming Sunday. And Wade's like, oh, I'm an atheist, man. I don't know. And he goes, I'll come see what you're doing. And maybe if I like it, I'll put in money and want something to do with that also. And I'm like, really? So he comes to the show. And we were blessed with a really spectacular show that day. Everybody's laughing. We had a packed house. And he was like, after the show, he sat around. It was kind of odd. I could tell he was listening in on people. But I didn't want to interrupt him or, you know, call him out on it. So he comes up to me afterwards. He goes, I was listening to everybody. And he goes, you know what? They were all saying that they were able to laugh and relax and just enjoy themselves without worrying that anybody's going to say something against God or making fun of priests or anything dirty. And he says, I may not be a believer in God, but I know money, man. He goes, this is money. And he says, you know, I'm going to go in and help you with your sitcom, which also has a strong Catholic element that's based on my life, and I'll help you with this. And so he wound up giving me a check for a decent amount of money that definitely took care of what I needed and then some, and said apply it to both the things that I'm doing, the sitcom and Catholic Laughs. And so basically he gave us the money that helped us be able to create a great website, get the word out, do some initial marketing, things like that. So now he is baffled and amazed by what's happening. You know, but the thing that was, the other part that's even more amazing was that when I went to deposit the check in the bank, and I'll just go ahead and say what it was, he gave me $10,000, which is amazing, right? And so the thing was that I was supposed to take the check into a Wells Fargo, but I'd also lost a lot of weight as part of getting my health in order. And so I stopped in really quick at a Target to get some jeans, went to the bathroom to change them because I, you know, kept shrinking my jean size. And I, when I got out at the Wells Fargo a few minutes later, I was with a friend driving. I reached into my pocket. I realized, oh my gosh, my wallet's not there. And the check was in the wallet. And I freaked out and I ran back to my friend's car. And so I ran into the store and I'm running straight to the bathroom. The guards are like, what are you doing? Because I was going so fast. And as I get into the bathroom, my wallet's missing.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, oh my gosh, right? So I run out and I'm banging on the security door, which is nearby there, and I'm screaming, help, help, help. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice, and this guy goes, Carl Kozlowski? And I was like, what? And the whole time, I'd been feeling my phone vibrating in my pants, but I was afraid that it was Wade checking in on me, you know. So I was, like, terrified, right? So I look at this guy. It was incredible. Never seen him before or since. And he was really tall, and this will make me sound nuts, but I'm telling you, this is what happened. Really tall guy. I'm a 6'3". He was like 4 or 5 inches taller than me, and really clean cut, nice looking dude. And I go over to him. He goes, is this your wallet? And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so I look in the wallet, there's the check. And I just about passed out, you know, from relief. I'm sitting down. I'm like, whoa. And he goes, whoa, what's going on, brother? And so I was like, yeah, the biggest check I've ever received for my dream that I prayed for this and I almost lost it. And, you know, and I said, thank you for finding this. And he goes, that's all right. That was me calling the last few minutes trying to find you. And I said, and then he puts his hand on my shoulder and he says, now I want you to know you're going to be great. And whatever you're doing, I don't even know what it is. It's going to be amazing. And just trust that it's all going to work out. And then he says, I got to go. And he takes his couple of bags. He starts walking. I said, what's your name? And I swear to you, he said this. He goes, Michael. I was like, okay. So he just walked. I'm following him outside. And I'm yelling at my friend in the car, so he found my wallet, he found my wallet. And I get in the car, and she's like, that's amazing, that's amazing. And she says, wait a minute, did you get his info? You should, like, take him to dinner or something. And so I look at my phone, she goes, it'll be on the call. There's no record of a call that came through.
Oh, man. That's a fantastic story.
And he disappeared. We literally could not find him within seconds. And so everybody I've mentioned this to, a lot of people, including different priests than Father Don, they said, wow, you know, you might have actually met your guardian angel there.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. With me today is Carl Kozlowski, who is part of Catholic Laughs. And we're talking about how he got involved with this organization. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what they're doing with a couple of events that are coming up. Again, we're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host, and we will be right back.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with his love and shower us with his grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
This coming July, join Bishop Tim Fryer, the Diocesan Choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City in Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise departing from Naples that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in Christendom. Visit the birthplace of St. Junipero Serra in Mallorca, Spain. Celebrate Mass in the famed Gaudi Cathedral of Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and visit Pisa and Florence, Italy. For more information, call 877-538-0010 or go to occatholic.com/travel.
And welcome back to Orange County Catholic Radio. And with me today is Carl Kozlowski from Catholic Laughs. And before we go any further, I want to make sure I say thank you to you, Carl, for being here with us and spending this hour to talk a little bit about your ministry and what it is that you, not only you do, but how it benefits others. So thank you, Carl, for being here with us.
Thank you.
And we were talking about a number of different things, from the events that you were doing, but also how you got involved with it. One of the things that's kind of there hanging in the room is the idea that our culture is so, I want to say warped, that we find comedy in the most gross and disgusting language and imagery that's around. And when I say we, I'm using that as a cultural we, because there's a number of us, of course, who really aren't thrilled with that, especially those of us who take our Catholicism seriously. So yeah. I'm glad that the organization you've got exists out there, but are you seeing in your experience so far in doing this kind of comedy, are you seeing other people making headway or trends in combating this kind of direction in our culture?
There's a group called Movie Guide, or a site called Movie Guide, movieguide.org that I work with, and they do a study every year. They're a Christian, in general, Christian site that covers movies. It has movie reviews and looks at, points at the positive as well as the extremely negative things. And they do a study every year that's very in-depth about trends in the movie business. And I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I know that there's just massive amount of progress over the last 20 to 25 years in cutting down. There's almost no blatantly ultra-sexual movies that come out from the studios anymore. That used to be very common to have movies that, depicted very graphic sexuality and nudity and things like that. And now it's like once a year or something like that, if anything, that a movie comes out and gets attention for that from the, and language is greatly down in a lot of films. You go to a Marvel movie, say, some of the biggest movies around, they never have swearing in them.
And I'm glad to see that that's happening, too. What about the comedy scene?
Oh, sure. So in comedy, I think, of course, I would say that there's also a good growth going on because there's been always a Christian comedy circuit as well, where there was some DVDs released by one of our top comics that we use. A guy named Ron Pearson teamed up with some guys that called themselves The Apostles of Comedy. There's also been a series called Thou Shalt Laugh that I can refer people to as, guaranteed funny, clean comedy that anybody can enjoy. And
I've heard some of that. It's they've got some good clips.
Yeah. And also, and a lot of it is also themed around, Christian life and the Bible and things like that, but always, of course, appropriately. But I think in general, we're finding the thing that we're excited about with Family Theater Productions, and that I'm teaming up with them on creating, we've got 6 TV series that were taken out as contests or different format specials and things like that, or not specials, but series that we're trying to have go all over the TV spectrum. We've got one, we're looking for America's Funniest Teenager. We've got a show that has a black angle and then a Latino angle where comics are involved in a series of contests with their moms. And then they have to perform in front of their mom's pastors and congregations. So the ultimate pressure of all time to be clean, and then a big national contest that we're going to do that. And all of it is centered around, you got to be clean. And the second you do something where you slip up, that's where you get tossed out like American Idol style in those early rounds, where people get sent home laughably, and we're going to have funny sound effects like bing, you're out, that kind of thing. But basically the reason why we believe that this is going to sell is that Mark Burnett, devoutly, Christian, and his wife is a Catholic, Roma Downey, he's the producer of Survivor, The Voice, and a bunch of other shows. I think he's had like a couple dozen hits on TV over the last 20 years. And he now took over MGM TV, one of the famous studios, and has launched like 8 TV series on cable and 25 successful shows on the web. And the LA Times went to him last year and said, "So what's next?" And he said, "The one thing I've never found is comedy. Everybody's afraid to touch comedy. They don't know who can supply clean stuff reliably." But he said, "You know, I know that this is what God wants us to also hit next." And so Family Theater knew somebody at Mark Burnett Productions, and they enlisted us to take the first crack at coming up with a bunch of these shows. And so we're finally done after, you know, multiple rounds of tweaking the ideas, and we're going to be having a meeting within the next month to try and sell all these shows. And if not there, we've got a big list of other places we want to take them.
Okay.
So there really is a call for this kind of thing.
So if they, we're going to go ahead and play a short clip of your material. You're listening to some of the comics from Catholic Laughs.
And, you know, I always like to start with a little bit of a blessing. Welcome to Family Theater. It's a night of clean Catholic laughter. Just want to remind you that just because you're here on a Wednesday night does not mean that you get to skip Mass on Sunday. So Father will be watching.
So some of the moms at school pickup recently found out that I do stand-up, and now they always think I'm joking. Hey, guys, guess why I couldn't make it to the PTA meeting?
I don't know, Mary. Why could you make it to the PTA meeting?
Because I was so sick.
How sick were you?
I also went to Catholic school, Father. Went to Catholic school. Yeah, it was really rough for me. It was bullied. I was bullied as a Catholic. Yeah, seriously, I was like picked on, embarrassed, yelled at, beat up. I was just the nuns, man. Seriously.
My mother is she's a hardcore Catholic. She has stained glass windows in her Volvo. So I even decorate my apartment to catch a mate. I've got towels hanging in my bathroom. One says his, the other says space available.
Any gangs here tonight? Do we have any gangs? Father, what parachute do you run with? Yo, yo, yo. St. Holy Angels. Here's something fun I like to do on Facebook. I like to argue with people on Facebook. Isn't that fun? You get like 50 comments going back and forth, and then I like to delete all my comments. So you're just like a crazy person arguing with themselves. Shut up! You don't know me!
And we just heard a little bit of the sampling. You know, I can tell you something, Carl. If people are able to go to these shows, they're going to have a good time. And I want to go back to the events that are coming up in the next couple of weeks. You've got one on the 21st and one on the 24th. Tell us again about how they can get information on that and how they can get tickets.
Okay, so the 21st, you go to laughfactory.com and you just scroll down to the June 21st date, or maybe put in the search bar Catholic Laughs, and you can buy the tickets there. They're $17 for regular price and $27 for VIP, meaning it benefits the young adult ministry of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles.
Okay.
And then we're also on the 24th doing the fundraiser with Paul Rodriguez, one of Comedy Central's 100 best comics of all time, leading a rosary as well as doing a comedy show for the Center in Hollywood, a homeless outreach program. And those tickets are $25, or there's about 30 seats for $100 a piece that gets you some VIP treatment, or you can sponsor a homeless person to enjoy front row seating in the VIP treatment. And that's going to be on the 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Christ the King Parish at 624 North Rossmore Avenue in Los Angeles. And you go to ctkla.org, ctkla.org, to buy tickets.
And I'm really excited that that event is going to move forward, because it is not only going to benefit financially the center, which serves homeless in multiple ways, including with some psychiatric care, but it also is reaching out to them directly so that, as you said, you can sponsor a homeless person to be involved directly with the show or to actually be in the audience, that they can not only be in the audience, but up at the VIP tables. This is a great opportunity to give a little bit of dignity to some of the people that this center serves. Carl, I want to thank you so very, very much for being in with us today. If there's anything about your ministry that you wish people would know, what would it be? What is the most important part, you think, of the very special ministry that you're offering with Clean Catholic Comedy?
Yeah, well, what it is, I think, is there's a saying that a man told me once 25 years ago or more when I was in Little Rock before I moved to Chicago to pursue comedy. And he said, when there's laughter in your heart, there's no room in your heart for evil. And of course, you know, there's people that do that dirty comedy that we're trying to correct and change. But I think it's true that that laughter does produce a lot of good within the body and the mind and the spirit. And Pope Francis, in a documentary about him called Pope Francis, Man of His Word, they end the movie with him talking about humor and basically emphasizing it as he believes to be a major key part of our walk with Christ and being Catholic. And he says every day he wakes up and says, there's a prayer for good humor. I can't remember it, but if you see the film or just look it up online, Prayer for Good Humor, I believe. And it might have been Thomas More that he was quoting, I forget. But he's saying, you know, that if you have humor, you can look at everything in a better way. Your whole attitude changes for the better in life, and you'll be more loving and open. And that's what I want to see happen. And, you know, we give 10% at least of what we do every show to Catholic causes or like St. Jude's Hospital, things like that, and or the Young Adult Ministry Office in those cases. And also, I just believe that, you know, we're called to help bring people together and just, like, elevate how people, what they find funny and joyful in life.
All right. Well, Carl, again, I want to thank you for being here. Let's end with a word of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, we thank you for allowing us today to appreciate the ministry of laughing and the ministry of making people laugh, but especially that part of it that Carl is engaging that allows for people to relax and not worry in a comedy show that they're going to be offending anybody or offending you. Thank you for such ministries, and we ask you to bless them in all ways and help our listening audience to be blessed in laughter and to find great joy in their lives as well. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Carl, I want to thank you again for being here. You're listening to Orange County Catholic Radio. I'm Rick Howick, your host. With me today has been Carl Kozlowski, who is with Catholic Laughs, and he will be featured on both the 21st and on the 24th. At the two different groups. Again, the 21st is going to be located where again, Carl?
21st will be at the Laugh Factory, 8001 West Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
And the 24th?
And that'll be at Christ the King Parish at 624 North Rossmore Avenue, LA 90004.
And both of those are going to a great cause. If you would like to hear this podcast again or to share it with a friend, you can find it at OCCatholic.com. Okay. And I want to thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Prayer is powerful. Hi, this is Bishop Timothy Fryer of the Diocese of Orange in California. And prayer to God through the Blessed Mother is even more powerful. Let's pray right now for an end to abortion in our country. Let's pray 100 million memorarios this year for an end to abortion and the protection of human life from the moment of conception to natural death. If we pray one memorarian hour, we'll reach our goal by the end of the year. Let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I flee unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Hi, I'm Chris Mueller.
And I'm Timory Millington.
Hey, on Trending, we discuss today's most relevant topics from sex to social media.
These aren't topics that are awkward or uncomfortable at all to bring up with family and friends.
We're called to be a light in the world and challenge modern ideologies for the kingdom of God and for eternal salvation.
That can feel discouraging sometimes, but here on Trending, we try to help equip you to know what's going on in the world and bring our faith into the conversation.
Hey, so listen Sundays on Relevant Radio, or you can find episodes of Trending with Chris and Timory podcast on iTunes or the iHeartRadio app.
The Diocese of Orange is partnered with local travel company, Travel of Orange, to assist in organizing and facilitating pilgrimages to Catholic shrines, churches, and inspiring destinations worldwide. Find out about discounted travel rates, personal service, and customized travel experiences at key religious sites. Call 877-538-0010 or visit travel.occatholic.com to learn more. That's 877-538-0010 or travel.occatholic.com.
I'm gonna fly over the mountain. One of these days I'm gonna ride on the silver lining. One of these days I'm gonna witness all I've been missing. One of these days. One of these days I'm gonna do all the things that I've never done. I'm gonna finish all the races I've run, but I've never won. And I'm gonna see a million faces and recognize everyone one of these days. One of these days, I'm gonna see the hand that took the nails for me. One of these days, I'm gonna hold the key to the mansion built for me. Took myself from me, and I believe I will see what it would have been if you didn't save me. One of these days, and one of these days, I'm gonna talk with all the saints that have gone before, and in their sandals, I will walk, and we will sit along the shore, and I will learn. Where there's no more need, no more pain and no more grief, no more foolish disbelief, and all the joy there will be when at last we finally see.